This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. Yes, we are having a clear signal tonight. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. One of the reasons that the progressives are in such a panic mode, and I'm talking about the ones that have actually worked and put things in place, is because many of their favorite programs are in jeopardy. These programs consume hundreds of billions of dollars every year. Their numbers increase with time, and efforts to eliminate them have been unsuccessful. With Republican control of both houses of Congress and a businessman as the chief executive, this seemingly impossible task now is within reach. Enter NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is CPB. They are not for-profit organizations. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I mean, what could be better than that? They belong to the public, and they are non-profit. They are high-priority government programs. During the 2013 government shutdown, NPR was provided with $445 million while funds for clinical cancer trials under the National Institutes of Health were cut. This was the shutdown where reporter Dana Bash asked Senator Harry Reid, "If you can help one child, why won't you do it?" Reid responded, "Why would we want to do that?" Reid criticized Bash, "To have someone of your intelligence suggest such a thing maybe means you're as irresponsible and reckless." Reid is a patron of the arts, powerful patron of the arts. He called H.R. 1 a bill to eliminate the National Endowment of the Humanities, the National Endowment of the Arts, a mean-spirited bill. He gave all those organizations credit for the Cowboy Poetry Festival held every January in Northern Nevada. He claimed had that program not been around, the tens of thousands of people who come there every year would not exist. I didn't even know it happened. I guess it must be good for Northern Nevada. A premier PBS station is WGBH, which produces more than two-thirds of the nationally distributed programs broadcast by PBS. Several years ago, the Boston Herald published an article about the executives' pay at the station. The Herald claimed that the executives were raking in upwards of $200,000 a year while toiling in the lap of a luxurious $85 million multimedia palace dubbed the Taj Mahal. Their headquarters contained a 200-seat amphitheater, a state-of-the-art recording studio, a Hamburg Steinway grand piano, environmentally friendly dual-flush toilets, and waterless urinals. The Herald reported that WGBH's CEO, Jonathan Abbott, received $425,000 a year. Abbott defended the salary, saying that WGBH has to compete for talent with the country's leading media companies, and he is perfectly correct. There is a market for talent. WGBH has to pay a competitive rate in order to attract the talent they want. Without talent, they're going to lose viewers. And if a private company loses business, it improves its product or it goes under. Government-subsidized companies still must perform. However, the incentive is not as urgent as if it were a private company. And why should people who cling to Bibles and guns subsidize a corporation that does not have a very high opinion of them? NPR is sensitive about criticism of people's religious beliefs. Juan Williams was fired by NPR for admitting he gets nervous on a plane when he sees someone dressed in Muslim garb. Somehow they overlooked Andrei Kokoschew or Cordrescu's statement on his program, All Things Considered. He said the evaporation of 4 million people who believed in this Christian crap would leave this world a better place. This was also the view of the NPR former senior vice president for fundraising, Ron Schiller. He told a couple of undercover journalists that NPR would be better off in the long term without federal funding. Shortly after that interview, he left NPR under a cloud for claiming that the Tea Party people aren't just Islamophobic, but really xenophobic. I mean, basically they are. They believe in sort of white middle America gun-toting. I mean, it's scary. They're seriously racist, racist people. The article claimed that the station's freewheeling spending put it in the crosshairs of congressional Republicans. Government funding relies to a large extent on Democratic support. Representative Doug Lamborn, Republican from Colorado, told the Herald, "We know that they can survive on their own. It's time to push Big Bird out of the nest and let him fly on his own." NPR gets only about 10% of its budget from the federal government. However, if the network's people are informed that the government is going to fund them, you will hear a sound similar to what you will hear if you throw a box of day-old donuts into a pen of piglets. It is truly a glorious sound, better than the smell of napalm in the morning. NPR. If you've ever listened, NPR actually has some pretty decent programming. I don't listen to any of the political programming because it's all just one way. If I heard an opposing view from time to time, I would listen to it. But they have some other programming that while it does show its liberal bent, seeing as how I do not idolize any of these people. I can listen to it purely for its emotional, or excuse me, its entertainment value. It doesn't really have any emotional value except for the fact that some of it makes me laugh. And laughter really is the best medicine. They have some excellent stories out there. You know, I like the Prairie Home Companion. Okay? Not because Garrison Keillor is some... He's not exactly a conservative bastion, but the radio program itself, which is that's what it is. It's a old-fashioned radio program. With skits and music, and it's a variety show. And it takes me back to a time that I didn't even exist in, that I've only heard and read about. And it also, the entertainment, like a Guy Noir, Private Eye, that's great stuff. I can't believe that they couldn't find a way to monetize the Prairie Home Companion. They made a movie about it. NPR, we can't afford NPR. If we've got $20 trillion in debt, we can't afford NPR. Okay? And I'm not necessarily... There's going to be liberal outlets out there. And for me, NPR has a dose, a small dose of entertainment in there, which I can stomach the rest of the nonsense that comes out of them just because of that small little bit of true entertainment that comes out of there. But they're going to have to be able to figure it out on their own. The government handout has got to stop. I mean, if it doesn't make you mad to consider that we stopped paying for cancer treatment for children while we were funding NPR, I don't know what's going to do it. When we get back, we're going to talk about Texas and what's coming up for the sanctuary cities in Texas. This is Lock and Load.
vision. Eliminating the calls. Creating a fusion between man and weather. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Check them out, froglube.com. This is the best of, I mean, right here. Right here I have the paste for those of you that are watching. This stuff, when you get this, this is what you put on your bolt carrier of your AR-15. That is some good stuff. Frog lube. It's on everything I've got. Now then, Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted this past Sunday night that his intention is to ban sanctuary cities in Texas, and he's going to cut funding to them. This is what we should be hearing on a regular basis. It should not be every now and again. It should be all the time. Considering that many Democratic governors and mayors have pledged to continue to protect illegal aliens from the law, we get this from The Hill. Abbott was responding to a Twitter user who questioned whether the Texas governor could do anything to reverse Austin's pledge to remain a sanctuary city. During his presidential campaign, President-elect Donald Trump pledged to deport millions of immigrants. He said during an interview shortly after his victory, he would prioritize deporting or jailing any undocumented immigrants who were members of gangs or had criminal records. He also vowed during the campaign to block federal dollars from cities that give sanctuary to undocumented immigrants. Democratic governors and mayors signaled earlier this month that they will not go along with the Trump administration's plan. Not quite a withering broadside, that one, but it is sort of like a shot across the bow. Sanctuary cities are going to fight tooth and nail in the courts to maintain their status as a safe haven for the illegals. The problem for Abbott and Trump is that local and state authorities are under no legal obligation to enforce federal immigration statutes. The courts have said if the feds want to enforce strict immigration policies, they must do it themselves. Sounds like a bunch of hiring is about to be done, doesn't it? I like that idea. In the past, the federal government, citing insufficient resources, allowed states and cities to determine their own policies towards illegals. That may change as Donald Trump has promised to expand immigration enforcement resources. But non-cooperation might still throw a monkey wrench into Trump and Abbott's plans. If they were to capture some illegal aliens in a sanctuary city, if the feds were, where would they detain them? The city can't be forced to make space in their jails for federal prisoners, nor can the cops be required to assist federal efforts in any way. Fear not. I have your solution. Right now, if you go to any place out there, anywhere along any major highway, you can find a place that sells containers. Let's take some containers. Mount them on tractor-trailer wheels. Let's set them up with cells inside them. Air condition them. Okay. Put proper seats with restraints in each cell so if the prisoner chooses, he can be restrained and not be thrown around the vehicle as it's moving around, and drive in there and catch these guys and stick them in this vehicle and take them out. You got a whole bunch of military veterans you can hire to do that. Whole bunch of them. Actions of this sort are what the sanctuary cities and states will use to thwart Donald Trump. The whole mess is going to end up going to the Supreme Court, where it is hoped that a conservative majority would put an end to this defiance. However, we have to keep this in mind. These guys are breaking federal law. While they're not under any obligation to uphold federal immigration law, what is the status if they choose to ignore federal immigration law? What should that status be? I think, and we could start with New York City. I mean, that would be quite the statement, wouldn't it? Ride into New York City where de Blasio has said he's going to resist. Ride into Chicago where Rahm Emanuel has said he's going to resist. And hook and book him. Hook and book the mayor. He's the chief executive after all. Where does the buck stop? Somebody says you don't have the authority to do it. Okay, prove that to me. But you're coming with me, pal. And then take that mayor away. And take him to a federal facility. And let him have his day in court. Okay, what's wrong with that? Nothing. Nothing. If you anywhere you're going to look, if you, I mean, I haven't searched this, but I'm gonna hazard a guess that if I were to go look for all of the sanctuary cities, they're all run by Democrats. In states that are probably big Democratic bastions. New York is one, okay? All of California is one. And in places like Texas, where you have Austin and Houston, you have these, you have these little Democratic fiefs in the middle of all of that good conservatism. But they got to go. They've got to go. Because by them doing that, by them harboring these illegal aliens, they are diverting taxpayer funds to and services to these people when they shouldn't be getting them in the first place. There should be no... It reminds me, when I was a kid, we played freeze tag, and there was always a base. If you could make it to the base, most of the time you were running around trying not to get tagged. But if you could make it to the base, you could just stand there while you watch all of the chaos around you as somebody's trying to freeze this person and freeze that person. That's what it reminds me of. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, and that it exists in these United States today. Well, it just, it continually makes me sort of wonder where we are. It's almost like I feel like as a whole, we're qualifying for the Darwin Award. And that wouldn't be so bad if we didn't all have iPhones and iPads and all these other things that we operate on a daily basis without even thinking twice about it. We have obviously got the intellect to suss out what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. But common sense no longer is present in a lot of parts of these United States today. When we get back, we're going to talk about Ohio State and what they pushed for real hard and what they got after they pushed for it real hard. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. And works really, really well. froglube.com. The case of Abdul Razak Ali Artan, the Somali-born Islamic terrorist who ran over and stabbed 11 people yesterday with a butcher knife at Ohio State. This could be what Professor Obama would refer to as a teachable moment. We can feel great sympathy for the victims, but it's also fair to point out that some of the policies advocated by said victims helped contribute to this tragedy. And the fact is that a large number of Ohio State faculty and students are strongly pro-Islamic immigration. Holly Niseth Bream, an assistant professor of criminology, and student Abed al-Rahman Trabulsi created an organization at Ohio State called Refuge, bringing in putatively victimized foreigners to get a free education in America. Refuge seeks to fill a unique niche geared towards addressing the extensive gap of resources available to adolescent refugees. Refuge's annual program then will culminate in an immersion experience here at Ohio State, where refugee students will attend classes, speak with faculty, and stay in residence halls, ultimately transforming higher education from a far-off aspiration to a feasible reality that adolescent refugees can take steps toward achieving. We hope that you will consider working with us here at Ohio State or with the many other local Columbus organizations that aid with the refugee resettlement process. Now, I would love to know how many of these refugees are Swedish. Nordic in any way. British. These refugees at Ohio State are largely Muslims from the Middle East, and Refuge is not the only Ohio State student group involved in this effort. It continues on from clothing drives to tutoring sessions and mentorship programs. Ohio State student organizations such as the Syrian Student Union, Students for Refugees and Refuge, or Empowering Adolescent Refugees, are working to help those affected by the Syrian civil war. The club hopes to expand its current program to offer more services, including a mentorship program, English as a second language class, and move-in assistance for refugees arriving in Columbus. The organization Refuge is a recent addition to OSU that sheds light on the Syrian conflict. A club in the making, Abed al-Rahman Trabulsi, a third year in biomedical engineering, said he is launching Refuge as a mentorship program to connect students at OSU with refugee students in the Mideast over an online interface, with the ultimate goal of introducing refugees to the possibility of higher education. So in other words, bring them on. Bring them to the campus. Events are regularly held to propagandize the cause of bringing Islamic refugees to America. Like, for example, No Lost Generation OSU and Syrian Student Union at the Ohio State University are hosting an hashtag I Stand With Refugees event on the Oval. We will have a Wheel of Fortune testing your knowledge on refugee crises around the world. Additionally, prizes may be rewarded. You know, let me explain the problem for me with this. War, quite simply, is hell. War is hell. Getting out there and trying to disparage it by having the Wheel of Fortune and prizes to test your knowledge on it is going to do nothing. Syria is a battleground. And it is too bad. But if you'll notice, you know, these battlegrounds in the Middle East always seem to be in turmoil. And we've been there a few times. The Russians have been there a few times in various spots here and there. But overall, most of the time, they're just killing each other. I'm not so, you know, I sit around and I wonder why everybody's so concerned about how they're going to get along with us. They can't get along with each other. One of these people from one of these places decided to kill his hosts, or try to kill them, yesterday on a college university campus. And I think it's appropriate to point out that the cause these people advocate is directly connected to the terrorist attack on 11 students. And this brings us to the poison Skittles theory by Donald Trump Jr. He said, if I had a bowl of Skittles and I told you just three would kill you, would you take a handful? And that's our Syrian refugee problem. And he's right. That's actually a brilliant setup. So we're asking these questions. And in the meantime, these guys are doing a lot of things, I guess, in the hopes of feeling good about themselves. But this is why we shouldn't let any of them in. It's a lesson that even after this tragedy, though, many of those advocates there won't get, especially those members of the Syrian Student Union. The fact that there's even a Syrian Student Union at Ohio State shows the absolute wrongheadedness of our refugee policy. Syria is in chaos, and refugees from there, like Somalia, are unvettable. Just look at what a failed presidential contender had to say about the terrorist attack. This coming from Governor John Kasich, the genius who rode in, one of the few people that was not certified to be a write-in candidate in this past presidential election, not the nominee who vanquished him and the other wannabes that were up there on the podium not too long ago. He says, at the end of the day, we will find out what happened. We may never totally find out why this person did what they did or why they snapped. We may never find out. We know, sir, with all due respect, you're an idiot. You are an idiot, Governor Kasich. It's violent Islam, and it appeals to a certain number of Muslims, and we have no idea who they are, and this will keep happening as long as we admit them to our country. People who advocate for more Islamic immigration are like people who hit themselves over the head repeatedly with a hammer and then wonder why they have a headache. It is the stupidest thing I have ever heard of in my life. We're out there. Look. Until this whole Islamic thing settles itself, unless we're going to go out there and settle it for them, we just need to leave them out. And for those out there that would say, oh, Bill, that's just so total. Yeah, it is. Because there's nothing out there that states I have to have this country open for every refugee that wants to come here. That's nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere at all. So, you know, enjoy that. Enjoy that. Coming up on the last break. When we get back, we're going to talk about what happens in the aftermath of a defensive shooting. What's going to happen to the gun you used? And are you going to get to keep it? And what to do if you don't? This is Lock and Load.
Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Oh, gosh, about to choke. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. I'm being asked in the chat room, what would I suggest for a subcompact 9 for concealed carry? I don't know if this is considered a subcompact, but Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. How about that? Now, I don't, and if you're going to carry it as a subcompact, what I would, see, I've sort of cheated because I got a +2 on mine, so that gives it 10 rounds in the magazine, which makes this an 11-round gun with the first magazine. I did that because it is a more narrow gun, so I'm carrying a more narrow gun right now. With the 7-round magazine, it is considerably smaller. So, that one, when I say that, primarily because of the big three, okay, of the XDS, the M&P Shield, and the Glock 43-42. I think the best value out there today is the M&P Shield, okay? The Ruger LC9, very nice gun as well. I've never shot one, so I don't recommend it. I don't mess with it. The other three I've messed with, so I'll talk about them. I'm not willing to talk about anything I haven't talked about. But if you're talking about a 9mm, M&P Shield, all the way. Now, the aftermath of a defensive shooting, you should never fool yourself about what that's going to be like. Some people have, and this, by the way, coming from the desk of Sam Huber, Alien Gear Holsters, the Alien Gear Holsters blog. Some people have this image of what's been put in their head by watching too much television and the bad platitudes from elected officials and spokespeople from various groups. As with anything else, the reality is much, much worse than the stuff that's out there today, the fantasy. Most people don't think it's entirely possible for their defensive handgun to not only be confiscated by law enforcement, but never, ever returned. One of the reasons that I'm carrying this right now versus one of my agency guns is this is just stock. Now, one of the reasons I have second call defense is to make sure that I get my guns back. So I do still carry the agency guns, but this sort of alleviates this. And that's the thing. This is, you know, you can find these for $300-something, $370, something like that. It's actually fairly common for you to have your gun taken and maybe never returned. Bear in mind that I'm not giving you legal advice and shouldn't be taken as such. You can call Sean Maloney, and we'll talk about this tomorrow night when he's here. But this is just, you know, I'm just talking about the available information. The investigation of any defensive shooting is unique, as is every instance of an act occurring is totally unique in and of itself. And this is always based on an economy of scale. It shouldn't be presumed that what transpires for person X in one place is also going to happen for person Y in another. It is very good to be absolutely prepared for the worst, despite hoping for the best. After the authorities have been called and the first responders arrive on the scene, law enforcement will likely process the crime scene and begin asking questions. You may or may not be placed in custody. What is quite likely is for the gun that you use to dispatch the home invader slash robber slash whomever will be seized and taken into evidence. There will remain for the duration of any proceedings, including a trial, and that you could be talking about years. This isn't to suggest that police want to deprive people of their property. There's often much more to these things than news reports disclose. But it isn't unheard of for police to hang on to firearms and evidence in case of appeals or retrials, and not even for a retrial or appeal by the gun's owner. Stolen firearms, for instance, can remain in police custody in case of retrial or appeal of the person who stole it. In other words, it's not unheard of for months or even years to pass before a person can get their firearm returned to them. In some cases, the sentence of the person in question is so long that there's no way the gun will be returned under those auspices. It also isn't guaranteed that the gun will be returned in good condition. It is SOP in many jurisdictions for a police officer to engrave his initials into a gun when it's entered into evidence, regardless of what kind of case it is. Many departments also mandate that the engraving be done on the frame but underneath the grips, so permanent cosmetic damage isn't done. But that doesn't guarantee a firearm will be returned in the same condition it was when it was taken into evidence. Ammunition that's seized along with a firearm may also be destroyed after a certain amount of time in storage. The going assumption is older ammunition can become unstable and or dangerous, despite properly stored ammunition having a shelf life of decades. And all of this is presuming a good faith effort is made to return a firearm at all. Many people have to sue to get their property returned to them. Some police departments are known for basically not releasing guns back to their owners without a court order. Take, for instance, the case of Nazir al-Mujahid. Mujahid was reported by the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal in April 2012 to be filing his fourth lawsuit against the Milwaukee Police Department to get his guns returned. Mujahid was the first Wisconsinite with a concealed carry permit to use his concealed pistol against criminals as he shot a man who was trying to rob a grocery store in Milwaukee. The Torrance Police Department in Torrance, California, according to the Daily Breeze, had to be taken to federal court in 2015 after ignoring two court orders to return firearms voluntarily surrendered by one Michael Roberts in 2010. Roberts had an ample firearms collection, some of which were destroyed under a law allowing destruction of abandoned firearms after 6 months in evidence, despite Roberts having communicated all along that he wanted his property returned. He filed his first lawsuit in 2012, and the end result was a bill of more than $30,000 that the taxpayers of Torrance had to pay, including more than $15,000 restitution for the improperly destroyed firearms. 2014 case in Sanford, Florida, resulted in a legally blind man having to sue to get his firearms returned to him after being acquitted for a 2012 defensive shooting. And there's plenty of stories out there of people whose firearms are returned to them all the time. So, what's the moral of the story? Will you get your gun back? Maybe. Maybe not. If you get it back, it might be sort of messed up. if you get it back. This is why having something like second call defense is a splendid idea, because they will get your gun back. They'll get your gun back. It might take a little bit of time. It's not going to be instantaneously. This is also a testimonial. And this is the other thing I'll have to ask Sean about. If you're involved in a shooting, I don't know if they suspend your permit. I doubt it. I don't think they do. So if you can still have a permit and you use one in a shooting and they take it, you probably are going to want to still carry a gun, especially in this climate where they get out there and say, well, if he'd been minding his own business, my loved one would not be dead today. And my loved one just had to go in there and stick that gun to that clerk's head because he needed his money. He was a good boy. There was nothing wrong with him. He just needed some money. He had bills, so he needed some money. So when he held up that store and this good Samaritan came in and killed him for no good reason. So in the event that you are involved in a self-defense shooting like that where the family might come hunting, I could see where you'd want to carry another gun. So it sort of behooves you to have a second or third handgun laying around just in case. I myself don't have a bunch of them. I have enough. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, the world according second call defense. Thursday on the show, Sam Huber returns from Alien Gear Holster's blog. Friday, it'll just be me and you. We'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control, thanks to you two out there on the board. This has been Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.